Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello, small business owners, and welcome back to another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. Today's topic is going to be on the coronavirus and COVID-19, but specifically, we're going to be talking about tax deadlines and extensions, as well as employer-paid student loan payments, so payments that are made by the employer. Now, before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by Jetro, a digital accounting firm servicing business owners across the country, helping them relieve stress around financials and save thousands in taxes. I am your host and founder of Jetro, Mike Jezelschek. Now, let's dive into it. Again, we're going to be talking about coronavirus and its effect on tax deadlines and extensions, as well as we're going to talk about a part in the CARES Act that discusses employer student loan payments. So first, I want to talk about the new tax deadlines. These came out a while ago, but I just want to touch on them a little bit more because we're also now getting into estimated tax payment territory. So I want to say how these affect those. So a couple of weeks ago, the IRS automatically postponed the April 15th federal income tax deadline, as well as the payment deadline, including any payments of self-employment tax. They postponed that for 90 days. And now it's important to note that 90 days does not incur any interest penalties or additions to the tax amount due for failure to file. So basically what this means is that you have until July 15th to submit both your tax return and tax payment, no matter how much you owe the IRS. And you don't need to fill out a form to qualify for the extension. Now, this is specifically related to anyone that had a normal April 15th deadline. So this would be all individual returns, trusts, and C corporations. If you were a partnership or an S corporation, your deadline was still March 15th. So this would not affect you. This is for April 15th deadlines getting moved to July 15th. Now, it's also key to note that both the quarter one 2020 and quarter two 2020 estimated tax payments have also been moved to July 15th. So previously, estimated tax payments for the year of 2020 were due on April 15th for Q1 and June 15th for Q2. Both of those have been moved as well to July 15th. So let's look at the dates again. I just want to do a side-by-side comparison. If we look at the old requirement, the tax return deadline and the tax payment deadline were April 15th. Those are both now July 15th. The tax return extension request deadline was previously April 15th. So if you wanted to extend your taxes, that had to be filed by April 15th. That new deadline is July 15th. And that move from April to July does not require you to submit any kind of extension. Now, if July 15th comes around and you still need an extension to file your return, you have to file that extension by July 15th, and that will push your personal tax return due date out to October 15th, just as usual. No changes there. So typically, you would be able to extend your tax return. So if you couldn't file by April 15th, you could extend to October 15th. You just had to make sure you filed an extension by April 15th. That October 15th deadline to file an extended return remains the same. It's just your time on when you need to file that extension moves to July 15th. So you either file your return and pay your taxes by July 15th, or you file an extension by July 15th, and that'll move your new due date to October 15th. So that's with the new tax deadlines and as well as how it affects extensions. And again, Q1 and Q2 estimated tax payments for 2020 have also been moved to July 15th. Now, one thing I want to talk about now is student loans paid for by the employer. As part of the CARES Act, it allows companies a new incentive to help their employees pay down their student debt. And this was something that I think didn't get enough attention because of everything else that was going on. But this is incredibly helpful to a lot of our business owners, or even those business owners that are self-employed. They're an S corp, and they're the only owner of that S corp, but they have student debt. So with this change in the CARES Act, employers can now pay up to $5,250 toward an employee's student loans tax-free. They can do that, make those payments through the end of the year. Now, traditionally, these payments were treated as wages. So if an employer made a payment on a student loan on behalf of an employee, that would be considered wages to the employee. But with the CARES Act, you have until December 31st of 2020 to make these payments, and they're excluded from income and payroll taxes. This is both a benefit for the employer and those receiving the repayment assistance, the employee. Note, now this is a key fact, that any amount paid by the employer toward interest on the student loans is not eligible for a deduction on your federal taxes. So traditionally, if you have student loan interest that you're paying personally, you can get a deduction on your taxes. Now with this tax law, since the employer is paying that, you do not get that deduction. Now there is a workaround for that. Employers can work around this by restricting or targeting their payments to apply just to principal. And then the borrower, or the employee, can make payments to cover the interest, and then they would still qualify for the student loan interest deduction. So if you're an employer thinking about doing this, you might want to talk to your employees about that, where you would make payments against principal only. They would come in, make the interest payments so that they can still get a deduction for that student loan interest on their personal tax return. So this is a really good opportunity to get a business expense and also benefit your employees because they don't have to pay taxes on that income. You also don't have to pay self-employment taxes on the, or you don't have to pay payroll taxes as the employer for this payment, which you traditionally would have had to do. So again, want to touch back on what we've discussed today. The new tax deadline for personal, C corporations, trusts is July 15th. Previously April 15th, moved to July 15th. If you need to extend again, just make sure you file that extension by July 15th and that will extend your return out to October 15th. Both Q1 and Q2 2020 estimated tax payments have also been moved to July 15th. Previously, it was April 15th and June 15th. And then again, as part of the CARES Act, employers are now able to pay $5,250 toward an employee's student loans. That's tax-free to the employee as long as you make it before the end of the year. So the cutoff for that is December 31st to pay tax-free towards your employee's student loans. Again, those payments, any interest that the employer makes, the employee does not get to deduct that as student loan interest, as a student loan interest deduction, unless the employer specifically makes payments to principal only, and then you as the employee make a payment towards the interest, then you could still get that deduction. So hopefully this was helpful. Again, we're just going to continue to cover topics as they come up. There's a lot of changes coming through, especially with the PPP program and the whole forgiveness piece. So I'm sure we're going to have new information coming out within the coming weeks, and we're going to continue to update that here as more information becomes available for us. I want to thank you for listening to another episode. Stay safe, everyone. If there's anything that we can help out with, do not hesitate to reach out. I will see you guys all next week. Keep your head up. We are all in this together. Now, one last thing before I go. Don't forget to check out our podcast website at www.jetrotax.com. Simply click resources and then podcast, where you can go there and check out our past episodes. Also, don't forget to join our free bookkeeping training program and free Facebook group. I have provided links to both of these in the show notes below.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other business owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.